diapason of heaven, mind. Mrs. Eddy writes, the real Christian Scientist is constantly accentuating harmony in word and deed, mentally and orally, perpetually repeating this diapason of heaven. Good is my God, and my God is good. Love is my God, and my God is love. Miscellaneous 206. We can declare often, divine mind is my mind, and my mind is God. God is my mind, and my mind is good. I have an intelligent mind, a good mind, a wise, perceptive, discerning mind, a clear mind, a joyous, happy mind. Mind is God, all acting, all wise, all loving, all knowing, all seeing. Divine mind is enthroned in my consciousness. Mortal mind and matter and personal sense are not enthroned. Ignorance and apathy and materialist are not enthroned in my consciousness. Good is my mind, and my mind is good. Mind is my God, and my mind is good. Divine mind is enthroned, and so forth. This is the Word of God. We have to change the subjective thinking we have of these seven names from personal sense to spiritual sense, and see ourselves and others as spiritual individuality, not personalities. This way is the only way. It is the way the Bible characters walked with God and ascended. The end of the original text from Mary Baker Eddy. Rereading with inspiration that is coming to me extemporaneously. Diapason of heaven, mind. The real Christian Scientist is constantly accentuating harmony in word and deed, mentally and orally, perpetually repeating this diapason of heaven. Good is my God, and my God is good. Love is my God, and my God is love. Miscellaneous 206. Every moment I shall contemplate that moment, the current moment, belongs to God. It's a moment for me to reflect God in whatever I am doing. God's qualities are the only qualities that exist, and they are qualities of spirit. Everything that is real is an animus of spirit being manifested by God. There can be no interference in reflecting the qualities of God and declaring that everything that is real is of a spiritual nature. The only time is now. This moment is the only time. There is no past, there is no future. Time is here, right now. There is no place except what is here, right now. God is the only creative force, the only creative quality. God gives us the creative thought to pursue at every moment. It is the truth being expressed. Nothing can prevent me from realizing that anything that is in thought, which is ungodlike, is unreal. Because it is unreal, I am able to, and I do, immediately expel it from consciousness. God gives me a filtering system so that I can recognize what is true and to let it in thought, let it in consciousness, and expel anything that is unlike God because it is untrue. It is fantasy. It is fake. And I'm not going to accept it or identify it or maintain it because it is untrue. My consciousness is only for the thoughts of God, the qualities of God, the qualities of mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth and love. And every quality is incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite. Incorporeal represents the word, which is the fact. The facts about God. Every divine is a translation from what appears to be matter or mortal mind, but really is nothing. And therefore, I exchange that thought, which is an evil temptation to believe something that is unreal, for a thought of its opposite, which is real, which is the only reality. Because the only thing that exists are God and His ideas, or rather God, which includes His ideas, and His highest form of idea are the sons and daughters. Me and everyone else. We are the ideas of God. We are the sons and daughters of God. And we are here for one purpose, and that is to glorify God. And we do that by loving our neighbor as ourselves. We are all of one Father, Mother God. And that is a Father, Mother of Spirit. The only substance, the substance which is flawless. There is no other substance. A substance which is transparent because of being flawless. And a substance which is transparent and reflective, reflecting the contemplation of goodness into the atmosphere of thought. That is the only thing I can be aware of, is perfection. God's thoughts, angel thoughts of goodness, angel thoughts of perfection. I cannot be aware of any reality that is unlike God, because it doesn't exist. There is no life, truth, intelligence, or substance in matter, or mortal mind, or mesmerism, or hypnotism, or any other ism which tries to get my attention to claim it to be real. Because there is no reality in anything except good. Perfect. Spiritual. The only way I can identify anything is through spiritual sense, which is soul. Those senses cover all seeing, hearing, feeling, tasting, and smelling. Those senses are spiritual senses because the only substance is spirit. And utilizing those senses, which are spiritual, enables me to live the life of the Son of God. And that same life, which is the Son of God, or the daughter of God, is the only reality of life. Life is living the qualities of God. And that's the only thing I'm going to be living. It is infinite. It is pure. Because it is flawless. It glorifies God because it centers around perfection, centers around reality, centers around God's qualities. Those qualities include principle, because principle is the core. Principle is the structure. And principle includes its system. Its system is the recognition that God is all there is. There is nothing else. Therefore, it's always in balance. Everything is always in balance. Everything is always harmonious because that's the reality. There is no discord. There is nothing unlike God that is real. And the filtering system which God gives me enables me to exercise that right to expel any thought that is ungodlike, as erroneous, as without power, without direction, without reality. Therefore, has no impact on me, cannot consume my time, my space, because my time and space is the time and space of God, which is right here and right now, every moment. And it is all good. There is nothing evil that is good. There's nothing evil that is real. There's nothing evil that can hide or be deceptive or trick an idea of God. I am an idea of God. Everyone is an idea of God. No one can be tricked into believing that evil is real or that there is life, truth, or intelligence in matter, because all is infinite mind. Matter is nothing. Mortal mind is only a fake name. It has no reality. It has no existence. It has no founder. It has no creator. It has no basis. It has no substance. There's no life, truth, intelligence, or substance in matter, or in mortal mind, or in anything that is unlike God. God is the only power that exists. There is no other power. There is no other life. No other truth. Or intelligence, because all is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation. Why? Because God is all in all. Spirit, not matter, spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is not real, matter is the unreal, and it's only a temporal belief. Not fact. Spirit is God. Not matter. Spirit is God. And I am God's image and likeness. Therefore, I am not material. I am spiritual. There is no bladder leak because I am spiritual. Spirit has no flaw. There is no age. I am here now. There's no age. There's no past. There's no future. Everything is now. Now is perfection. Now is the living of the qualities of God. Now is eternal life. Now is truth. No variance, no deviation from perfection. God is all there is. There is nothing else. There is no other source. And there's no other manifestation. Because the source includes its manifestation. And the manifestation included is the manifestation of God. And that is the manifestation of perfection, flawlessness, harmony, liveliness, spiritual identification, all substance, all intelligence, wisdom, and knowing, all capacity, all capability, all functionality, all facility, all action, all power, all performance, all presence. The only science is the science of God. That's the science of reality. That includes the system and structure. Always operating. The focus always on spirit, because that's the only substance. There is no other substance. There is no thought except the thoughts from God. God is perfect because God is all intelligence, all wisdom, and all knowing. And God is substance, which is flawless. God is spiritual sense. There is no other. God is system and structure, which is spiritual. There is no other. The only system and structure that exists is God. And it's flawless, it's perfect, and it's infinite. It's infinite. There is no limitation to anything about God. God is the one and only mind, because mind is infinite. It only seems to be getting bigger as we study and understand more, because we are uncovering by getting rid of a material sense, which is a false belief that tries to hide the truth. I have understanding because God is all understanding. God is all knowing. You can't know unless you understand. God understands all because God is understanding. And as God's reflection, I have understanding right now. I understand everything I need to understand. I have no task in front of me. That is not an opportunity to glorify God. Because every task is an opportunity to glorify God. And there's no limit to what can be gained by every single task. Because God is in control. God is the only power. There's no power that can interfere with any task that God gives me to do. God shows me what I need to be doing every moment. God guides me with the infinite intelligence, the only intelligence that exists. Infinite knowing. The infinite wisdom. Truth makes the decision about everything. And mind reveals truth. Mind is conscious of truth. Therefore, I am conscious of truth because the mind of God is my mind. That's the only mind there is. There is no other mind. There is no so-called mortal mind. There is no so-called matter. Because all is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation. Which means that mind includes its manifestation, is conscious of it. And the consciousness of mind is reflected by me and by everyone, because no one is excluded. Everyone is an idea of God. The only source of any idea is God, because God is all intelligence, all knowing, all seeing, all hearing. I am a mirror. We are all a mirror. Receiving and reflecting the ideas straight from God, divine mind, the one and only infinite one. I constantly accentuate harmony in word and deed, mentally and orally. Perpetually repeating this diapason of heaven that God is my good. Good is my God. My God is good. Love is my God. My God is love. There is no other God except the one and only real God, which is incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. Divine mind is my mind. My mind is God. God is my mind, and my mind is good. I have an intelligent mind, a good mind, a wise mind, perceptive, discerning mind, a clear mind, a joyous mind, a happy mind, a perfect mind. There are no flaws in spirit, and spirit is the only substance. Spirit is the substance of my mind. Therefore, my mind is flawless. Mind is God, all acting, all wise, all loving, all knowing, all seeing, all hearing, all tasting, all smelling, all feeling. The only sense there is the sense of spirit. And that is a perfect sense. The only thing that is enthroned is perfection. Nothing imperfect can be enthroned because it has no basis, no foundation, no creator, no maintainer. It's unreal. Totally unreal. Divine mind is enthroned in my consciousness. My consciousness is the consciousness of God, because God is all there is. There is nothing but God. Everything about me is God being expressed. Therefore, it's perfect. No flaws. Everything is spirit. There is no matter. And spirit is flawless. Mortal mind and matter and personal sense are not enthroned. Ignorance and apathy and materialistic thinking are not enthroned in my consciousness or anywhere else, because they're non-existent. They have no substance, no intelligence, no knowing, no nothing. They are nothing. Good is my mind, and my mind is good. Intelligence, not ignorance. Intense interest, not apathy. Spirituality, not materiality, are enthroned in my consciousness. Mind is my God, and my God is good. Divine mind is enthroned. This is the Word of God. I have no personal sense. I have no personality. Everything is spirituality. The qualities of God being expressed. That's the only reality. That's the only seeing, hearing, tasting, feeling, and smelling. That's the only source. God is the only source of everything. Nothing is outside of the realm of spirit, because that is the only substance. God's arms are wrapped around me, guiding me and directing me, maintaining my perfect reflection of God. There is nothing but God. Amen.